Blog Talk Radio.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How appropriate, Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary. And I had the epiphany the other day that while I'm doing Manly Men this entire week, that this would be a perfect lyrical song to share with you. So I'm asking you, how many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Discover what the world has to say by logging on to blogtalkradio.com. You will discover. And the one thing you'll discover is that you're not in this alone. Men, I'm talking to you locally, nationally, and internationally. And the only thing that separates you from one another, your ethnicity, the choices that were made for you when you were growing up, your customs, legacies, your heritage. Today's show, why can't men open up? What do women want? Sex? Schmacks? All I want you to do is talk to me. Just talk to me. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913 Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195, and log on to my website, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, or simply ageless.net. Click on all of the buttons, and don't forget the video. Just check them all out. There's a golden thread that links all of us together. And what separates us? Our choices. On Tuesday, Manly Men, Part 1. Hey, I'm going to read it again because, okay, women, sit down. Yeah, you mamas, aunties, grandmothers, cousins, teachers, I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to hold you accountable for why men won't open up. And that it's not just in the home, in their young years, when their brains are like sponges, but teachers, professors. I was raised in an immigrant environment. There were five of us. My mother's dream was that one of us needed to marry a doctor or a professional man. But she really emphasized a doctor. Well, one of my sisters did. And my mother was in heaven. So she talked about. The other four were non-existent. My daughter married a doctor, of course, in her native tongue. She felt that she fulfilled her purpose to be on this planet Earth, totally ignoring the other four, three girls and a boy. Yeah, moms, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yeah, your words. I could remember raising my children. I have two sons and a daughter. I never said to them, big boys don't cry when you're only 3 years old. Hey, guys. I really don't know how you do it. So many demands made on you. Let me list a few. Yeah, moms. Take responsibility. Let your voice be heard. You grew up at your mother's knee. She whispered in your ear, my little prince, you shall grow up to be a dynamic leader, CEO, doctor, or whatever. Oh. You grew up having your father tell you, big boys don't cry. And you're just a little boy, 4 years old. You grew up believing that the only way you will could be noticed is to excel in everything you grew up, in spite of your mother, father, and others living vicariously through you. You grew up through the panic and anxiety attacks. I must succeed and excel to bring honor to the family name. But never getting in touch with who you are. Where are you going? Oh, you grew up in spite of family demands. First mother, father, then marriage, then wife, your children. Then on top of all of this, you're expected to bring home a fat paycheck. Yeah. You grew up to make the company corporation you work for proud of you. Does 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week hit home? You grew up to attend to business, home affairs, children activities, social events, and then wives, mothers, fathers simply can't or won't understand that until they walk in your shoes, they haven't a clue about the stress that has been imposed on you. You grew up knowing at some point all of the above was by choice. But you had no choice. This was how you were raised. This is how you were programmed. So guys, I want you to take a chill pill. There is no blame, but go easy on yourself. Isn't it time for you to take a stand? Isn't it time for you to smell the roses? And yes, mothers and fathers, grandmothers, grown peers, uncles, aunts, I hold you all accountable. Did you ever take time to listen to your words? Did you ever take time to hear what you're saying to young little boys or even your sons? Manly men, never forget who you are. And I want to see you cry. Ah, thank you. I don't know what happened, but I was disconnected. But call in 347-637-3789. We're talking about men, you manly men. Never forget who you are. Your strength, your honesty, your drive for achievement. Never try to take the world on your own. Reach out because someone out there is waiting for you to open up. Through communication, you will bring out the best of happiness, integrity, and strength that has been dormant in you long enough. I salute you. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And why can't men open up? How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? Sidebar. You saw what happened on TV with that mother punching her kid, slapping him halfway around the block because of his participation in the riots in Baltimore. I salute her. I salute her. Oh, and there were those that said, oh, that was physical abuse. I'd have given him, I would have taken a whip. How dare he do that to his mom? And she took full responsibility for it. And she did the right thing. Oh, you mustn't. You'll hurt his psyche. You gotta be kidding. Do you want to call in on this? Let your voice be heard? Do you want to weigh in? 347-637-3789. No guts, no glory. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The consortium, Live with Kathy, is sponsor-driven. But I think of my sponsors as my partners. And if you want to partner with me, the show topics are eclectic. And they are a variety. They may be controversial, just as this show is today. But never, never boring. No guts, no glory. Do you want your voice to be heard? Are you one of those that don't vote, complain constantly about everything in the whole world, and you do nothing about it? Oh, then just shut up. Live, oh, that felt good. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They're the titans of our industry. Impact Ironworkers work hand in glove. To find out more about the consortium, log on impact-net.org. Ironworkers, a noble profession. The Dom Perignon of the trades. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge iron workers and for all of you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. 4 years. It's like going to college. But here's the difference. First of all, you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. You have to qualify. And if you do, they take you, the ironworkers take you under their wing. You are learning and earning a wage. Your health care kicks into place, and so does your pension. How sweet is that? Log on ironworkers.org and be part of the manly men that are building this world. Their work buried to be seen, but never to be seen by the naked eye. But what talent and sensitivity they have. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. I just came back from working out. Oh, what a rush. What a rush. Hoffman Estates Park District, they were the 2009 National Gold Medal Award winners. The 50-plus club. Rika, I don't know how you do it. You are to be applauded. Oh, you're bored and lonely? Oh, sramisa. That in Croatian means, oh, shame on you. Call your park district, senior centers, libraries. You're here for a reason. Just don't take up space. Why don't you contribute? Hey, looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Oh, I love looking good. Because when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And did you know that the 80 dynamic diva with panache, style, vim, vigor, and vitality is now the new face of the 50-year-old diva? So look in the mirror, those of you octogenarians. How do you look? You could be glamorous and sensationally sexy, 80 and beyond. It's your choice. Everything is choice, choice, choice. And the book, The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken, it's yours free. If you call in or email me, I'm making some changes in it, so it's not available on eJunkie, but I will let you know when it is. And it's also available as a soft copy. Ah, April 30th. More month than money? Huh? You won't listen to me, will you? Start your own home-based business. I did mine when I was 25 years old, and I didn't even know what a home-based business was. I could help. Call 847-882-8717 after the show. And the tax man cometh and goeth. If you need, you must have a good financial advisor. And I highly recommend Greg McIntyre, our CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. And Mother's Day is coming just a blink away. Be sure and think of sending a lobstergram. Go to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. Think out of the box. You know, be unique. Make it original. And you could all send me a lobstergram. You know how to do it. It shall be my pleasure. Now, unfortunately, there are scam artists out there. There are abusers. I have to segue into the PSAs. And there is a growing concern about senior abuse. But that's another show. Huh. Domestic abuse? You see, that mother that was just pounding lumps, slapping him, that was the best thing she could have ever done because he'll remember it. And it went viral. It was not abuse. Abuse would have been for her to just sit there and say, "Now, sweetheart, this is what we need." I would have punched him out. Sidebar. Domestic abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. It's a crime. And hey, you guys, it's really time for your voice to be heard. You're so hesitant to make a statement. Why is that? You're vocal on every other thing. Why not? Would you want your mother, daughter, sister to be a victim and our children? It will scar them for life. In Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline is 877-863-6338. National is 800-799-7233. The show is archived. All you need to do, if I'm talking too fast and you don't get it, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWhatson, and click on any of the dates today. Con and scam artists. They know how to target their prey. Hey, they know all about you. Do you think that they just pick up the phone and call you at random? No. Au contraire. They want your money. Absolutely. Pros at Sweet Talk. Promising a solution to a problem, companionship for loneliness. Hang up. Call the police. The Fraud Fighter Hotline is 800-646-2283. The PSAs have been brought to you by people who care. Contributing authors in Choices, Awe-Inspiring Choices, Revealed by Successful Entrepreneurs. Get the book. Log on to AuthorHouse.com and In Memoriam. Oh, Lee Patrick, home-based business, I've got the formula. Bonnie Rooks, the oldest steel mill mama, working alongside the laborers. I have her story. Bev Gosset from the world of haute couture, and Helen, my sister. In their memory, they want you to hear every word that I'm saying. Because you've earned your money the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. And then pick up the book, Thomas A. Patrick, The Second Coming. Yeah. It's about Christ. The Second Coming. And it happened. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Women feel they're being locked out of men's emotional lives. They complain that men want them only for sex and housekeeping, not for love or friendship. You know, we teach people how to treat us. Write that down. We teach people how to treat us. How did you teach? Oh, I see it. The Silver Fox and I have been together for 62 years, and I am undoing a lot of the teaching that it's not his fault. There is no fault. It's just recognizing and saying, hey, this doesn't work. This is how it's going to be from now on. Women are forced to turn to other women for the care and concern of true friendship. Men may offer physical intimacy and sexual fulfillment, but not emotional intimacy or personal fulfillment. Women frustrated, wives are standing at the gates, alternately trying to pry them open and banging on them to get in. Some men feel threatened, confused by women's demands for honesty and openness. You gotta talk. How many times have I said this to you on the air? There are three reasons for upsets: unfulfilled expectations, undelivered communication, and thwarted intention. You're not talking. How in the hell are we supposed to know how you feel if you don't tell us? Okay, so we have to teach the men the language of emotions. A vocabulary of intimacy can emerge only if both people in a relationship help it along. There is a male and female code of expression, and you have to know how to translate feelings and ideas into each other's world. In an ideal world, it would be different. But in the world as it is today, it's not very likely that a man will go out on his own and learn the female code of expression. A woman's going to have to come to him if she wants a full measure of emotional dialogue. We have to teach them. We have to teach them. How is your marriage going? Can you teach them how to express himself? When two people begin to talk about their feelings about each other, or especially about their emotional problems in a relationship, they need to know how to express themselves clearly. As a rule, women are more practiced than men, both in understanding their feelings and in articulating them. Therefore, a woman may have to teach a man the skills necessary to express himself. How sad is that? When the silver fox and I are in an upset after the screaming and the howling, yeah, we do. We're human. Buttons are pushed. Issues have to be resolved. We take a breath and sit down. And the one who is really upset has to bare their souls. Is it easy? No. No. Why do men die early? Why do they get sick? Because they can't express themselves. The point is for men to learn to distinguish things they think and things they feel. As soon as a man can make that distinction, he can begin to understand his motivation. Be specific. I don't know, Silver Fox, what you're upset about. I could tell by your body language. By the way you've shut down, you won't talk to me. So you better talk to me, or else I'll just quit. I won't make dinner. How about that? If you don't open up, I won't know what's upsetting you, and it's just going to make you unhealthy. Why don't you exchange secrets? The token of intimacy that a man may be most willing to give is a secret. Because men seldom talk about personal matters and are seldom questioned about it, they are often a veritable treasure trove of intimate secrets ready to be told. I'm fascinated with secrets. How about you? I think secrets do much to close people off, and we all have them, for example. Oh, no, I'm not a feminist. No. I am pro-choice on everything. But if you want to keep that thing a secret from literally everyone, it weighs on you. And it has an effect of closing you off in other ways. I don't care if you're a feminist. That's your choice. I don't even care if you're an atheist. But what I care about is you guys, my manly men. I want you to open up. And women, for the first time, shut up and listen. Don't make judgments. If he's beginning to open up, be prepared for his openness. Until tomorrow, oh, love is in the air. It's May. Listen to me. It's going to be an exciting show. Until then, au revoir.